Welcome back to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, where each week we share a Bible reading from the lectionary and a brief devotion. We turn to the prophet Isaiah, chapter 61, verses 1 through 4 and 8 through 11, and I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. The Lord's Spirit is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release for captives and liberation for prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and a day of vindication for our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for Zion's mourners, to give them a crown in place of ashes, oil of joy in place of mourning, a mantle of praise in place of discouragement. They will be called oaks of righteousness, planted by the Lord to glorify Himself. They will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will restore formerly deserted places. They will renew ruined cities, places deserted in generations past. I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and dishonesty. I will faithfully give them their wage and make with them an enduring covenant. Their offspring will be known among the nations, and their descendants among the peoples. All who see them will recognize that they are a people blessed by the Lord. I surely rejoice in the Lord. My heart is joyful because of my God, because He has clothed me with clothes of victory, wrapped me in a robe of righteousness, like a bridegroom in a priestly crown, and like a bride adorned in jewelry. As the earth puts out its growth, and as a garden grows its seeds, so the Lord will grow righteousness and praise before all the nations. And now for a devotion from the book Disciplines, an Upper Room publication. This week's devotion is written by Carol T. Cavan-Dillon, Senior Pastor of West End United Methodist Church, Nashville, Tennessee. Today we hear the voice of the prophet Isaiah speaking a word of hope to the people of Israel, who have been devastated by the armies of Babylon. They are poor, powerless, and hurting. Yet the prophet speaks of a God of justice who comes with liberation and favor. God, it seems, is on the side of the powerless. When I hear these words of the prophet, I wonder, what does this mean for me? I am not oppressed. I am comfortable, well-fed, free. I have choices and power. Is the coming of the God of justice good news for me? Before I can get to yes, perhaps I must first be convinced by these words and allow them to break me open. Am I mindful of the brokenheartedness of others? Does the oppression in the world break my heart? If my heart is in tune with God's heart, the answer will be yes. Of course, there are many forms of oppression, and no one in this life is free of suffering. We are all together in one common humanity that can unite us if we realize that our liberation is bound up with everyone else's. If you are not free, I am not free. So part of this good news is that as the people of God, we get to share in God's liberating work. Whether we are powerful or powerless, we are called to be God's people and announce God's love for all. We get to help build a world where no one is oppressed, where all are fed, where power is shared, and where no one is lost. Now that's good news. O God, who sees the suffering of the oppressed, give us eyes to see and hearts to care. Thank you for setting us free. Help us do the same for others, in your holy name. Amen. Now a question for your personal reflection. God is coming. How do Isaiah's words of praise and justice inspire you to act? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We are located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. We gather for worship on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. This will be the third Sunday of the Advent season, which has the theme of love. And our Advent season theme this year is While We Wait. Pastor Brad's sermon is titled, Upside Down. The Heavenly Handbells and River's Edge Praise Team will offer music at our 8:30 service, and we will share the joy of our children's Christmas program and sing Christmas carols at the 10:45 service. For more information about Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.